Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Aquarius rising. Virgo falls in your eighth house. Intimacy, shared resources, transformation, death and rebirth. Gemini falls in your fifth house. Creativity, pleasure, romance, self-expression. You're a hermit. You achieve Mercury's exaltation through analyzing the depths. Your signal gets refined when you're alone with transformation, death, rebirth, the psychology of intimacy, the mechanics of shared power. This is where you retreat to understand what most people avoid. The shadow, the taboo, the places where their egos dissolve. Your lovers, the relational test comes through creative expression and romance. Play, pleasure, art, dating, the joy of self-expression. This is where your exalted depth gets challenged by the lightness of being, by the duality of wanting both intensity and fun, by the chaos of creating something without overanalyzing it into oblivion. The initiation, can you carry the philosophical mastery you achieved in the depths into the realm of play? Can you maintain your understanding of transformation while also allowing yourself to just create and enjoy? Can you be in romance without turning it into a death and rebirth cycle? Can you express yourself without making everything so fucking serious? Goddamn. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.